The following is a presentation of the Chicago Bears Network. Now on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, this is the Bears Coaches Show with Bears head coach John Fox, the coaching staff and Bears management. The Bears Coaches Show is brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by Verizon, Miller Lite, and University of Phoenix. Now, from Hallis Hall, here's the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome into PNC Studio here at Hallis Hall. Another edition of the Bears Coaches Show. John Fox back with us until 7:30 tonight, and then top of the hour or so, Vic Fangio will slip in, the Bears defensive coordinator. Hope you had a great weekend.
Well, getting that W in Green Bay was a good start to it for sure.
What was the temperament of your guys coming back today?
They were great. You know, I think it was a mini bye. You know, anytime you come off that Thursday game, you know, what's tough on the front end is the preparation. And then you get that extra time, you know, on the follow-up. So it was a good weekend off for guys to get rejuvenated and ready for the five-game push ahead of us.
I'll tell you what, being in the locker room this afternoon and watching everybody, they still had grins on their faces now. And a little bit of, you know what, that kind of sick of Green Bay theme that was last week leading into the game, it really mushroomed. And it was very personal to them. I mean, Pernell McPhee said it over and over today.
Well, I think, you know, it's a division rival. We hadn't won a division game yet. We were 0-3 in our own division, you know, lost to them in the opener. You know, I think the guys kind of saw we've gotten better, you know, looking at tape and preparing for them. You know, and I'm pretty proud of the guys. I mean, we've played four games in 17 days, you know, three out of those four on the road. And, you know, so they're pretty gritty, and I think it's always exciting to win.
Pretty gritty, huh? That's a good way to put it.
Yep.
Six of the last eight games decided by 4 points or less. Three wins by 2-1, 3 and 4 points. Three losses by 3-3 and 2 points. Those are nail nibblers, my man. Right?
Well, it's just kind of where we are right now. And, you know, we're kind of learning. We're kind of getting to know the players. They're getting to know us. And, you know, I think I like the direction we're headed in. And we've got another great test this weekend at home.
It's been a fun season for the fans, certainly, to watch. Hey, you want to win more, obviously. That's a given. But this is a fun team to watch play and a team that I think fans love to embrace already. And now they're really wound up because of the win over the Packers, not just because it's the Packers, but because of how you won. And there was a player in the locker room today. I'm not going to say who. He goes, you know, you always told me if you win in Chicago, there's nothing like it, right? He goes, I'm already starting to feel it. I want to keep going now. And that's true in this town.
Well, no doubt. You know, and again, you know, it's hopefully it gives the city some hope. You know, we are going to get there. I can't tell you exactly the time frame, but, you know, I'm starting to see a group of guys come together as a football team. They play for one another. You know, they have a never say die attitude. And I think that's kind of where you start, and we'll just progress as we go.
How do you feel about the players giving you the game ball?
Well, I think, you know, again, for me, you know, this is about doing things for somebody bigger than yourself, you know, to see, you know, the look on Mrs. McCaskey's face, George McCaskey's face, the team in that locker room. They hadn't had a lot of success there. This is my first year, so, you know, I've been to Lambeau a bunch myself, but to see that joy on the faces of people that you care about, I think, you know, it doesn't get any better.
And it was your first win there as a coach,
yeah,
right?
I haven't even kept track. won there before. When I was in Carolina, we beat them there.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you corrected me then. I thought I saw it written, but whatever's written doesn't mean it's factual. But the point is, though, that locker room, and I've been around here now 19 years. I don't remember seeing it quite like that. That was festive, to say the least, and you were in the thick of it, and it was fun to watch. I know often what happens in the locker room stays in the locker room, but it got out.
And I would have preferred that.
Right, but it got out.
You know, just to be with these young guys and, you know, to watch that joy, and, you know, it's hard not to get involved. And they've worked really hard, and they're going to continue to work hard.
What's that say about them, too, though? Seriously.
Well, we've got a good bunch of guys. I've said for a long time, even when we were losing those close games you mentioned, you know, it was a hard-working group. They were determined, and their mindset is to get better, and they've worked very hard to get better.
And maybe they became galvanized in that game. You know, maybe we'll circle that, whatever, if it's this year or 3 years from now. Maybe that's the game.
Well, you got to start somewhere.
Yeah.
And, You know, our goals are a lot bigger than the single game, but we take the mindset and the focus is keeping it small. And, you know, right now all our focus when they come back and report up Wednesday will be, you know, on the San Francisco 49ers.
What did you guys do to Aaron Rodgers?
You know, I think, you know, our guys just were a little more detailed in how we rushed. You know, I think we did some different things coverage-wise. I thought our plan in that area was good. We did a better job of defending the deep ball, which, you know, Aaron tries to throw up there quite a bit. You know, and then offensively, I think, you know, we possessed the ball pretty well. The kicking game didn't give us any big blunders. So it was just a good team win. We won the turnover ratio 2-0. That was going to be big. Our goal was to get three turnovers. We would have had that if it wouldn't have been for the illegal contact call, you know, on Tracy Porter earlier in the game. It could have taken some points off. So, you know, we're getting closer. Our guys are understanding. They're getting more comfortable in what we're asking as coaches, and they're responding to the things we ask.
You know, the other thing, too, and you often discuss this, and many coaches do, about, you know, playing every phase has to be wound like, you know, a nice quilt, okay, for the lack of a better term. And your team isn't falling behind by big scores, you know, within reach of two score games or so. The offense can still do what it wants without panicking away a game plan. You know, you're not digging holes.
Yeah, I think, you know, it's
defense and special teams.
It's, you know, we call it complementary football. Yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, our coordinators all do a fantastic job. I think they've done a good job of communicating that to our players. And there is a formula, and I don't want to go into too much detail, that, you know, they're executing pretty well.
In terms of what you did in stopping the run, obviously today McPhee said, I don't like how we're doing. We're not doing a good job right now. And I guess that little bit of not failure, but the inability to stop it early makes a team still want to go back to work and be a lot better right away. So that's a carrot you can dangle in front of those guys, right? You can get better right there.
Well, I think, you know, at the end of the day, you know, you come back and you look at the tape and you strive for perfection, you know, in any professional sport. And, you know, seldom do you actually get it. You know, it's a lot easier to go back into that film room and watch the tape when you've won. But there's still a lot of things to get better at in all three phases. We didn't operate on all cylinders. We still made a lot of errors. We didn't execute in many different areas. So they see that, you know, the coaches do a good job of explaining that. And, you know, so they're always willing to work to get better. And that's the key thing is, you know, just scrapping the last game and getting on to the next one.
All right, Bears head coach John Fox with us on the Coach's Show each week during the football season, brought to you by McDonald's here at PNC Studio at Hallis Hall.
The Bears Coach's Show with head coach John Fox and WBBM's Jeff Joniak continues.
Shotgun snap, throws right. It's intercepted by the Bears. Intercepted. It's fourth quarter Porter with the pick intended for Devontae Adams. Rodgers fired a strike that Adams never saw. Porter swipes it.
Yeah, he's loving that nickname Tom Thayer gave him. Fourth quarter Porter, saw him in the locker room after the game. John, for a little fist bump on the way to the bus, and he says, I say, hey, you did it again. He goes, that was the fourth quarter? I go, yeah. He goes, I think we're on to something, because all but two of his career picks have come in the fourth quarter. So we've given him the nickname of fourth quarter Porter, and pass breakups, too, and he had a hell of a game.
Yeah, he's strung a few together. I think, you know, getting Tracy back healthy and getting him out there, particularly when you have, you know, some of the wideouts that we've had to face here over the last month, it's definitely helpful. He's been a great addition, and he's performing at a high level.
The player of the game brought to you by Xfinity here on the Bears Coaches Show at the PNC Studio at Hallis Hall with John Fox. Bears getting a lot of big plays from the secondary, and you mentioned it today. Gave him some praise, and they've really come together. And I think the key word, not only is performance, but the communication that's being taken care of there, and maybe Porter's at the center of it.
Yeah, there was a lot of guys in there. Chris Brzezinski had a heck of a game, you know, stepping in for Antrell Roll and, you know, bringing that same communication, making sure everybody's on the same page, because there's a lot of things that happen, really, on both sides of the ball. You know, offensively, I think we do a good job of, you know, getting in the right plays. Defensively, you know, I think Vic Fangio and the defensive staff do a good job of, you know, based on what the offense is in, getting into a good defense. And so, you know, it takes smart players to handle that, and, you know, we're getting better in that area.
Somebody asked me this the other night. Where would the Bears be without Lamar Houston and Willie Young right now because they are clearly coming on strong. They're a little further removed from their injuries. Trust in them, trust in their minds in the defense and where they're being asked to be played and how they're played. I mean, is all that true? Like, have you thought about that in that rotation?
Well, there's no doubt that, you know, we were bringing that along. You know, you talked about the injury. You know, both of them were coming off season and injuries a year ago, and you want to be smart in how you bring them back from that. I think our medical staff and our coaching staff have done a great job with that. And then they're both learning completely different positions, outside linebacker in a 3-4 versus defensive end in the 4-3, and as far as coverage responsibilities, some of all those checks I talked about, you know, when they're in coverage, when they're not, a guy motions, that changes. So I think rewiring guys, anybody that's new to a system, you know, I think we're going through those growing pains with a lot of players, not just those two. But we're very happy to have them, and they're both coming on pretty well.
And trying to balance that, you know, you got rookies in there too. You got rookies that are they're playing well and they're playing fast. Is it how do you get that to happen? Like for them to play fast when they're new or adjusting to a new scheme? Do you just keep it simple?
Not really.
Okay.
I think, you know, if you look at any of our three phases, they're not simple. I mean, you know, I brought up special teams a while back. You know, people were very critical of, you know, our coverage teams, which rightfully so early in the season. You know, so we just retooled, and it takes a while for those guys to learn the nuances of, you know, how to cover a punt, how to cover a kick, you know, how you fit different returns. And they're young people, you know. So, you know, I think Jeff Rogers and Darius Swinton have done a tremendous job getting those guys oiled up. And, you know, we've continued to improve in those areas. You know, same thing on offense, same thing on defense. And, you know, you just find guys that are willing to work, you know, that'll, you know what to do, know how to do it. In other words, the technique and fundamentals and be able to execute it under pressure. It doesn't matter what they make, where they came from, where they were drafted. It's just, you know, we play the best people.
You know, the biggest grin in the room today?
What's that?
Josh Bellamy.
Yeah.
That kid, you know, he believes in himself now, too. He feels he could be, you know, he hasn't told me this, but he sees himself as a great receiver, okay, getting out. But he's earning his stripes right now on special teams, too. But it's been a journey, and he's just thrilled to be in the thick of it and to be counted on in whatever it is you want him to be counted on. And I love it when a player comes to that realization.
Well, he loves ball. You know, he loves to play. He loves to practice. It's contagious. I mean, his energy, I love the kid. You know, I came here and he was a special teams guy, and that was it. And he wasn't always in the right spot at the right time. And he's just really, he's all in. I mean, he's done that. And, you know, I'm not sure if the guy had a catch in his career. You know, I think he's got like 20-some catches now. He's stepped in at receiver, done a tremendous job. He's up on game day because of his special teams abilities. And then with some injuries at receiver, we've thrown him in. And, you know, he's gained a lot of confidence. And it's just fun to watch, you know, is to watch. You know, whether it's your own kids or guys you coach, you know, watching those guys have success and how hard they work to get that success.
I'm sure you have others, too. You
know, oh, yeah.
There's a bunch.
Yeah, there really is. And,
there's a bunch.
You know, you look around like a guy like Bryce Callahan. I mean, he came here as a college free agent. And, you know, obviously we liked him. Ryan Pace and his group did a good job of identifying him. He was a guy that was on our draft board, our coaches looked at. You know, he came in and started at the bottom, and he's fought himself to where.
Well, he asked.
Yeah.
Hey, can I play this?
Yeah, and he's, you know, he's done a tremendous job. You know, Chris Brzezinski, I mean, he wasn't even on our team in training camp. You know, he slipped in here, became the personal protector right out of the blocks. You know, we had some injuries at the safety position, and, you know, he started the last two games, and we've played pretty good defense.
Very rewarding when you have stories like that across the board, no doubt. As a coach and as a teacher, I can't imagine that fulfillment that you feel when that comes to life. Listen to the next Bears All Access radio show brought to you by Sports Authority, Wednesday, 6 p.m., WSCR, 670 a.m., part of the Chicago Bears network of shows.
Now, more of the Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox on News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
Bears rush four. Rodgers takes the snap, settles in the pocket, rolling to his near side. Rodgers pulls back, throws. It is incomplete. Off the hands of the receiver, Bryce Callahan defending. 22 seconds left, and that is a fade to black moment here in Lambeau Field. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Bears are getting out of here with their fifth win of the year.
Oh, yeah, we had fun. That was fun. It's great to relive it. You're smiling. Hey, we captured it pretty good. Bryce Callahan, yes, at the end of the game, the rookie free agent. And I'll tell you, I have to pick this every week, so this is our play of the week. That is the play of the week brought to you by McDonald's, prop partner of the Chicago Bears. That, to me, was the play of the week, and right now, play of the year. Stopping the Packers and Aaron Rodgers, one of the great quarterbacks of our game, when you had to. Crunch time. Final moments. Nothing better.
Any of these close games, Jeff, it comes down to 7 or 8 plays, and again, depending on who's watching it and how it happens, the holding penalty on the screen pass to the errant snap, that Green Bay had that knocked him out of field goal range. The play earlier than Bryce's was a breakup in the corner of the end zone by Tracy Porter that was, kind of in the guy's hands, and he broke it up. And so when you go through the tape and you look at as many games as I've looked at, it does come down to that, regardless of what game.
Hey, you and I were talking pregame. If you guys in each phase make just one play and stop one play, there's 6 plays right there. I think that definitely happened.
Yeah, no doubt. And then winning that turnover ratio, the week before against Denver, we were -2. There was a play there in that game where we were at the 33, we're in field goal range, and it was a sack, fumble, interception, whatever you want to call it, and that could have been the difference in the game. So to be on the other side of that against a good opponent, I think it was good for our guys, and I think that'll give us some confidence moving forward.
Sounds like some of the defensive players were a little chapped that they went for it on 4th-and-2, first drive of the game.
Yeah, I think, again, that was a big stop. It was good field position, and we didn't start real fast offensively. I think we started the game with 3 3 and outs. So at that point, our guys made a big play and a big
another
stop
rookie.
When we needed to.
Another rookie. Yep. Jonathan Anderson making the stop. All right, let's turn our attention, because it's rare for a coach to want to talk about a game that was 5-6 days ago. So thank you for bearing with me here tonight to talk about the Packer game, because it's way, way, way on to San Francisco now, and the 49ers coming in. So let's break them down a little bit. Blake Gabbert off a real good game for the 49ers in defeat.
Yeah, I think he is a mobile guy. I think he spins it pretty good. He was a guy that we did coming out when I first went to Denver as far as, coming out in the draft. He's got Anquan Boldin, a very steady receiver. Torrey Smith is a speed guy down the field. They got nicked a little bit at tight end. They're a big physical offensive line that's capable of running the football. And really what was so impressive to me in Sunday's game against Arizona was their defense. And, it was a pretty salty performance by their defense. And, we're going to have to bring our A game here at home, where we've been disappointed. In this last 5 games and starting this weekend, I'd like to give our home fans something to cheer about and not always on the road.
Yeah, 1-4 at home right now.
Yeah, so it's we've had some close contests, no question, especially as of late, and we got to find a way to win one of those.
Well, you're going to get a huge reception from the crowd. They're going to come out, and so what you want to do, right, is not lose that early enthusiasm crowd and reward them a little bit right out of the gate.
Yeah, look, they've been, they've been great, and we've got to give them something to cheer about, and I think our guys are excited about that. I think they feel the energy in the city, and, even from some of the other sports this year, doing well, I think, our guys want to please, and be nothing like this Sunday.
All right, that defense, by the way, prevented a hot quarterback and Carson Palmer from throwing a touchdown pass, only 19 points. So that's to your point right there, right?
Yeah, it was that's the number one scoring offense in the league, and the Arizona Cardinals, and they were at home. San Francisco was, and those guys responded, and I don't think they've had a road victory this year.
0-5.
So I'm sure that's being drilled in their head. So these players have a lot of pride, and they'll come ready to play.
I know they've been asking you already about playoffs, and if you care if that's in the discussion point from your locker room and all. There are 18 teams that had a losing record after Week 11 that managed to make the playoffs since 1990. 5 of them won their last 5 games. So it is keeping the focus small. You okay with any of that type of talk now? Because your guys are also bringing it up, too.
Well, I think it's always important. I brought it up in our first meeting of the season, that our goal is to win the division, and you're guaranteed, if you win your division, a home playoff game and an opportunity to get in a tournament. So that's going to be our goal moving forward, and it has been all season. I think the guys have fought us back into where it's relevant to even be in the discussion. Now we just have to continue that, and we can't do that without winning Sunday.
been fun. Good time. That's for sure. And go get them. Get those Niners. John Fox, thank you. Vic Fangio coming up next after the top of the hour here. The Chicago Bears Network presents Inside the Bears, covering the world of Bears football on and off the field. Anthony Adams and Lauren Screeden, brought to you by Jimmy John's, airing every Sunday night, 11:05 on Fox 32 Chicago. Go to chicagobears.com/insidethebears.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox. And this hour featuring defensive coordinator Vic Fangio. Brought to you by McDonald's and sponsored by North Shore University Health System and Miller Lite. Once again, the voice of the Bears, WBBM's Jeff Joniak.
Rodgers takes, stepping up in the pocket. Penalty marker flies, and down he goes! Sacked by the fisherman, Willie Young.
Yeah, Willie Young gets a sack as Aaron Rodgers goes down several times in the Bears. Winning Green Bay. Welcome back to the Bears Coaches Show here, brought to you by McDonald's at PNC Studio in Hallis Hall with defensive coordinator Vic Fangio. That was fun. That was fun. Your guys are playing so hard, aggressive, and the big key, confident. You see all that?
I think the guys have grown more confident throughout the season, even starting earlier in the season when our record wasn't great. And they've just been building from week to week and doing a good job in the meeting room, doing a good job on the practice field, and it's been paying dividends for us this last month or
so. Not cliche either, because you brought up the first part of that equation is the meeting room, and that's where it must begin, right? That's where the teaching is done in terms of the board and tape and so forth, but they got to be engaged. They got to really know that what you do in there will matter when you get out of the practice field, and ultimately you practice like you play, or you play like you practice.
Well, our biggest job as assistant coaches is the teaching that we do in the meeting room. You know, they've got to be able to take what they've learned in the meeting room out to the field. I've always correlated it to a quiz and a test. You know, we teach them and prepare them in the meeting rooms. Then we go out and practice. That's the quiz. And ultimately, the test is on Sunday or Fast Thursday in that matter. So we've got to do a great job as coaches in the meeting rooms and preparing these guys.
Have you always been, in your opinion, a good teacher?
I'd like to think so. It's a goal of mine that the players feel like they're getting better and understanding the game of football better, not just their position. And I think if you can do that, the players will improve as an individual and the unit will improve as a whole.
Do you often feel that players, they got to know the why in addition to the what now? Would you say that's fair?
Correct. And that's part of being a good teacher, is explaining to players why we might want to do this or that, telling them the strengths of why we're doing it, and also making them aware of the weaknesses of what we might be doing. So, you know, you have to have a total understanding of everything.
To make them aware of what could go south on you.
Correct.
And how to adjust to it immediately.
Correct.
Well, you've done a great job on that, and now you have too, because you guys have not given up a ton of big plays this year. Very small number of big plays.
Well, that's a big part of playing good defense in the NFL these days is, if you don't give up big plays, you got a chance. And make them go the long route with multiple plays. And hopefully eventually somebody on your unit will make a good play and we'll get them into a third and down and we can get off the field. And that's kind of what we've been doing here lately, because our run defense hasn't been very good. But eventually we've been getting them into third down and winning our share of those, and we get off the field and unscathed.
The running game is something Pernell McPhee was very vocal about today. Well, not pleased at all. Not pleased. Where do you see the improvement needed there?
Well, we just have to play better as individuals within our own responsibility in any given defense. And if we do that, collectively, we'll be better as a run defense.
All right. More with Vic Fangio, the Bears defensive coordinator, coming up here in a moment. Sunday's game brought to you by Dr. Pepper, the official soft drink of the Chicago Bears. The first 40,000 fans to enter Soldier Field receive a Bears Dr. Pepper Tubedana, which I just learned there is such a thing. I don't even know what it is. Dr. Pepper, always one of a kind.
The Bears Coaches Show with defensive coordinator Vic Fangio and WBBM's Jeff Joniak continues.
They hand it off. Right side. Hunnick for Ruman, getting it at the 15 to the 20. Lacy in the open field. Gives up the ball. It's on the ground.
Bears got
across
it.
The 30-yard line. Bears are going to get this ball inside the Packer 35-yard line.
Chris Prusinski, the forced fumble. Lamar Houston, the recovery. That may have been arguably the biggest play of the game. Stopping Eddie Lacy on that play and turning over the Packers here with Vic Fangio. What say you?
Well, it was definitely one of the biggest plays in the game. We gave up a long run there, I think about a 15-yarder, and Chris pursuing the play knocked it out, and Lamar pursuing the play recovered the ball. So what was the start of a good drive for them, gave us the ball right there in scoring range for our offense. So it was one of the huge plays in that game.
One thing that pops on tape right now, at least from my eyes, is what you just said, pursuing, and the nonstop aggression to try and get to the ball or get to in a position to make a play, whether it be Lamar doing it or Willie on a pass rush or what these guys are doing, clearly a point of emphasis for you.
Well, it is. We try and play hard all the time. We stress it, emphasize it, and usually the things you stress and emphasize, you get. You know, if you don't stress and emphasize it, you won't get it. And because we've been playing pretty decently here lately, it just feeds upon itself.
And if you're not getting it, they're not playing.
Correct.
Right? That's the key. Do you realize you have started 21 different guys on defense?
I didn't know it was that much, but I knew it was
crazy.
More than 11.
Maybe more than ever in your career?
Maybe. 30 years is a long time to try and remember.
Right. But there's a lot of mixing and matching going on, too. And, you know, that chemistry test in your mind, that does start on the practice field, what you're seeing there, because what happens in practice does matter.
Well, no question. One of the reasons that Chris has been playing lately, because he, a few weeks ago, started practicing. We gave him some reps with the defense, and I liked what I saw. And in my mind, I knew the next time we needed a safety, he was going to be the guy that was going to get the call, and the call came, and he's done well.
You know, John Fox has often mentioned about, you know, getting to know the guys, and that's really from the moment he got here. It's going to take time. Is some of it instinct as well on your part to, in your mind, envision who fits where and why?
Well, it is. You got to envision how the whole thing fits together, not just how it affects one guy. And usually, you know, when you've been around a while, you see a guy move around or make a play here and there, you can kind of draw on experiences that, hey, this guy's sort of like this guy that you maybe had in the past, or you can see him doing well in our defense because of whatever this or that. And it's experience, instinct, and gut feeling.
Sometimes coaches are not interested in patiently waiting for that experiment, and that's what it is in a sense. It is a gut instinct, but you don't know if it's going to work. They want to move on to the next thing. Do you have patience?
I think I do. You know, we've, I know, you know, you can't go back long, but I know in the last 4 years in San Francisco, we played most all of our rookie draft picks, played them a lot. We've played, you know, Amos and Eddie here a lot, and we filtered in the guys that we've picked up during the season. And
Anderson, Callahan.
Yeah, Anderson, Callahan, undrafted guys. So I'd much rather have a good young player than an average experienced player. So we're not afraid to play young guys, and we'll throw them out there when we think they're ready.
And some of these guys, the confidence is just zooming. You can see it in their faces and even the locker room today, days removed from that win over the Green Bay Packers. In terms of what that unit did, what did it mean to them? Because it seems it meant a lot. It really did.
Well, I think anytime you put a good performance on the field, you're going to get confidence from that. You have to have results to gain confidence. You can talk about it all you want, but the minute you start getting results, that's when the confidence really takes hold. And to beat a good football team with arguably the best quarterback in football and have to do it down the stretch the way it happened, can't do anything but help your confidence.
Do you see when guys don't have confidence out there, and do you pull them? Do you get them out of there just to say, or do you let them ride it out? Phil Jackson, in his days here, and I covered the team back then, when he always used to let them work themselves out if they're in a bad run during a game and let them sort it out. Do you do that ever?
Well, I think you got to leave the players out there when you can. Always the team comes first, and if a guy's not playing well and it's really hurting the performance of the team, you got to make a change, you know, during the game. But you'd prefer to leave them play their normal repetitions and how they play and work it out.
I don't know if you read it, but I'm going to tell you what they say, your own guys. There's various things I've called from what they, genius, unique, thorough, guru, super smart. Are you comfortable with all that stuff? Your guys, that's how they feel about it.
The only one that really matters is the thorough one. You know, I'd like to think I'm thorough in trying to prepare the guys for the game. That's the important one. All the other ones are stuff that comes up when you're winning, you know.
So. Well, the smart part of it, though, listen, these guys have been in front of a lot of coaches their entire life, from youth football through college and in some cases several teams. So, you know, I also put value in what they say in that aspect too. So I think that's a great compliment to you. How do you go about connecting with some of these guys?
I think the main way you connect with them is by being thorough and by doing a good job teaching them. All an NFL player wants is to know that he's got a coach that's preparing him and to play well and also helping him to become a better player as an individual. And when a player believes that he has a coach that can do that, then that's the best connection you can have.
That is Vic Fangio. One more segment here with the defensive coordinator of the Chicago Bears, and then we'll replay some of John Fox from earlier in our show tonight.
The Bears Coaches Show with head coach John Fox continues exclusively on the home of the Bears, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.
And welcome to our final segment tonight, as we'll hear from Coach Fox in just a moment, here with Vic Fangio, the Bears defensive coordinator, after the Bears win over the Green Bay Packers. They've won now 5 of 8. These games have all go down to the wire. It's nerve-wracking, obviously, to watch, but great theater. I guess your guys love playing in those tight games now. There's nothing they haven't experienced yet this season, right?
No,
in terms of close games.
Yeah, we've had both ends of those spectrum. We've come back to win games close at the end. We've had to hold the lead to win a couple games, too, just like this past game. So, you know, some people will say you're a play or two away from being 7-4 or 8-3, but we're also a couple plays away from being 1-9 or whatever the math would.
That's why
out.
You can't play the what if game.
No,
you can't do it. Get yourself crazy that way, right? Because you go in circles. It's like a dog chasing his tail. But when you, in retrospect, when it's all said and done, and maybe this is what you do as a teaching point, you'll look back, and if it doesn't work out the way you hope and get to the playoffs, you may circle play or two each game where, hey, this could have been it right here. Do you do that?
Oh, absolutely. You do that even when the first 3 games of the season, when we lost those games, you're showing them the good stuff that we can build on.
What do you appreciate about John Fox's defensive background and the chemistry that you guys have put together? 2 really impressive coaches.
Well, John, I think, you know, with his defensive background, understands the importance of defense. So that's always good to have. And I think he, you know, generally sees the game from a defensive perspective. He's been good to us on the defensive staff and letting us go with what we're doing there. And but he's always there as a resource if we need it.
You had 1 year in college at Stanford in 2010. What'd that do for you?
I really enjoyed myself there that year at Stanford. And every situation you're put into, you learn things. And it was a good year for me. You know, I was in between. Was a position coach with the Ravens after had been in a coordinator for a long time, and went out there for 1 year with Jim, and it was a fun year. You know, fun because we went 12-1, and I finished up ranked 3rd or 4th in the country. But it was a great experience, and I think you grow from all your experiences.
All right, 49ers in. Quick snapshot, your old team. Really, still some guys that you helped put together and win, but now they got a new quarterback this time around, Blaine Gabbert, coming off a pretty solid game. What'd you see?
Yeah, he played well this last week against Arizona, threw for, I believe, like 318 yards and ran the offense well. They've been getting better and better every week with him at the position, and expect him to keep improving. Blaine's a very smart guy. He's athletic. He's doing a good job running their offense. And hopefully we can find a way to get to the 500 mark here this week.
All right, another attempt to getting there. That you always got to get even before you can build from there. So
absolutely,
another step. Thank you so much for joining us. I know you're busy.
All right, Jeff, my pleasure.
Bears defensive coordinator Vic Fangio earlier this evening with John Fox on what was a great Thanksgiving.
Well, getting that W in Green Bay was a good start to it for sure.
What was the temperament of your guys coming back today?
They were great. You know, I think it was a mini bye. You know, anytime you come off that Thursday game, you know, what's tough on the front end is the preparation. And then you get that extra time, you know, on the follow-up. So it was a good weekend off for guys to get rejuvenated and ready for the 5-game push ahead of us.
I'll tell you what, being in the locker room this afternoon and watching everybody, they still had grins on their faces now. And a little bit of, you know what? kind of sick of Green Bay theme that was last week leading into the game, it really mushroomed, and it was very personal to him. I mean, Pernell McPhee said it over and over today.
Well, I think, you know, it's a division rival. We hadn't won a division game yet. We were 0-3 in our own division, lost to them in the opener. I think the guys kind of saw we've gotten better, looking at tape and preparing for them. And I'm pretty proud of the guys. I mean, we've played four games in 17 days. Three out of those four on the road. And, so they're pretty gritty, and I think it's always exciting to win.
Pretty gritty, huh? That's a good way to put it.
Yep.
Six of the last eight games decided by 4 points or less. Three wins by 2-1, 3, and 4 points. Three losses by 3-3, and 2 points. Those are nail nibblers, my man, right?
Well, it's just kind of where we are right now. And, we're kind of learning. We're kind of getting to know the players. They're getting to know us. And, I think I like the direction we're headed in. And we got another great test this weekend at home.
It's been a fun season for the fans, certainly, to watch. Hey, you want to win more, obviously. That's a given. But this is a fun team to watch play, and a team that I think fans love to embrace already. And now they're really wound up because of the win over the Packers, not just because it's the Packers, but because of how you won. And there was a player in the locker room today. I'm not going to say who. He goes, you always told me if you win in Chicago, there's nothing like it, right? He goes, I'm already starting to feel it. I want to keep going now. And that's true in this town.
Well, no doubt. Hopefully it gives the city some hope. We are going to get there. I can't tell you exactly the time frame, but, I'm starting to see a group of guys come together as a football team. They play for one another. They have a never say die attitude. And I think that's kind of where you start, and we'll just progress as we go.
How do you feel about the players giving you the game ball?
Well, I think, for me, this is about doing things for somebody bigger than yourself, to see, the look on Mrs. McCaskey's face, George McCaskey's face, the team in that locker room. They hadn't had a lot of success there. This is my first year, so, I've been to Lambeau a bunch myself, but to see that joy on the faces of people that you care about, I think, it doesn't get any better.
And it was your first win there. As a coach, right?
I even kept track. won there before. When I was in Carolina, we beat them there.
You did?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you corrected me then. I thought I saw it written, but whatever's written doesn't mean it's factual. But the point is, though, that locker room, and I've been around here now 19 years. I don't remember seeing it quite like that. That was festive, to say the least, and you were in the thick of it, and it was fun to watch. I know often what happens in the locker room stays in the locker room, but it got out.
And I would have preferred that.
Right, but it got out.
To be with these young guys and, to watch that joy, and, it's hard not to get involved. And they've worked really hard, and they're going to continue to work hard.
What's that say about them, too, though? Seriously.
Well, we've got a good bunch of guys. I've said for a long time, even when we were losing those close games you mentioned, it was a hard-working group. They were determined, and their mindset is to get better, and they've worked very hard to get better.
That is John Fox, Ben Game Day with Bears Network, starting with Bears Game Day Live, brought to you by Advocate Healthcare, 10:30 Sunday morning on Fox 32 Chicago, and after the game, Bears Game Night Live, brought to you by CDW, 10:35 after the final word on Fox 32 Chicago. That's going to wrap up our show tonight. For Coach Fox and Fangio, I'm Jeff Joniak. Thanks to Greg Miller, Andy Gersher, and Catherine Cadillan. Bears Niners, Soldier Field Sunday, pregame at 9, kickoff at noon. This is News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM.